Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
According to the latest numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, gas prices have decreased for 89 consecutive days, or as Fox News reported it, Biden leaves oil markets in shambles.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth talks to writer, director, and actor Kevin Smith. But first, Seth holds a surprise inspection of his comedy writer's monologue jokes.
The days are getting shorter. The kids are going back to school. Fall is almost here. It's time to shake off the lazy days of summer and focus up for the fall semester. And that includes my writers. They write hundreds of jokes every day just to get the 10 or 12 we use in the monologue. And honestly, a lot of those jokes just aren't good. And sometimes I think they throw in a few stinkers just to fill the page, maybe meet the assignment. But summer is over now, and we cannot tolerate laziness, which means it's time for another surprise inspection. So here's how this works. I'm going to read some real jokes, really submitted by my writers, that are unusable for the show. Some are dumb, some are offensive, some are confusing. Most importantly, the writers don't know we're doing this, and because a lot of them don't watch the show, they'll never know. So let's get started. According to a new book, former President Trump once tried to exchange an attorney's $2 million legal fees with the deed to a horse, which he says was, quote, something more valuable. For his part, Trump swore it would be a win-winnie. That's not even a dad joke. It's like a deadbeat dad joke. It's like a dad who doesn't even want to put in the effort. Ian wrote that joke. That's what Ian looks like, so. Win-winnie. A pair of dentures that belong to baseball legend Ty Cobb are up for auction, which is exciting because the dentures were originally thought to be flossed. So what our writer there, believe it or not, Ian, did there was he used flossed for lost. That was, in case you were confused, which I was when I read it, because I don't think anybody thinks of lost and flossed as words that are interchangeable. That would, like, be me saying that Ian is a huge floozer. The Senate yesterday ratified Finland and Sweden's application to join NATO in a 95-1 vote because we can't afford not to have them on our side. So this is interesting. Before you clap, and I have to ask you to leave, So I actually thought when I read that joke, oh, that's clever, but I thought fjords were sort of unique amongst the Scandinavian countries to Norway. But I thought, well, I'll just Google real quick and make sure that they're also in Finland and Sweden, and they're not. But you can't let geography get in the way of an A-plus joke. Singer, oh, that was Matt, by the way, wrote that joke. And he's actually standing right over there as well, so. Turn the lights on. Do you clap when you see somebody steal a lady's purse? Take the lights down on the audience. Singer Taylor Swift recently announced that she will release a new album next month. Guys, just wait a second. Also, that reflects badly on Taylor Swift since you just applauded for Matt. Nobody thinks you guys now have, like, high standards for who you like. Singer Taylor Swift recently announced that she will release a new album next month called Midnights, which is, quote, the stories of 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout my life. So whatever you do, skip the song titled Chipotle. Scientists at NASA recently reported that algae in a Washington State canal is visible from space. Also, yo mama. At least it's written in my voice. That was, if you've watched the show, you won't be surprised that was written by Mike Scollins. There's Mike right there. And we use that photo of Scollins because one time he wore a tank top to work and everybody here, you know, roasted him for it. But I'm a little ashamed about this. I have a confession to make. The picture that we've been using of him in a tank top is Photoshopped. So as a peace offering to Scollins, let's put up the original photo. There it is. Okay. Back to the inspection. A woman in Minnesota recently went skydiving to celebrate her 91st birthday. Unfortunately, before she could open her parachute, her boobs had already landed. During a press briefing this week, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha encouraged people to get vaccinated against the coronavirus and the flu at the same time and said, quote, this is why God gave us two arms. Guess you'll just have to choose one or the other. Guy who killed Dr. Richard Kimball's wife? Does it change your mind that your hero wrote it? That's it. We're never allowing the writers to be in the room again for surprise inspection. Oh. Britain's Queen Elizabeth formally appointed Liz Truss as prime minister today at her castle in Scotland. When asked about her plans as prime minister, she replied, trust me. Now, obviously, there are a lot of problems with that joke, including the fact that we wrote a Queen Elizabeth joke before she passed away. And then we still chose to tell it in surprise inspection. And I think based on how these jokes go, when you heard Queen Elizabeth, you probably all tensed up and thought that maybe it would be an inappropriate joke about our departed monarch. But it wasn't. It was just a joke written before she died. But if you remember her at all, let it be from that joke. She'd want that. Trust me. Do you think that joke is maybe what? No. 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 Today was actor Kevin Spacey's 63rd birthday. He blew the candles and then, nope, I'm not doing that. All right, this has been Surprise Inspection.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is a talented director, writer, and actor you know from movies like Clerks, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and Dogma. His highly anticipated film, Clerks 3, is in select theaters now. Please welcome back to the show our friend Kevin Smith, everybody. Welcome back, my friend.
So good to be here, man.
I was telling the audience, I know you want to check on it, but we
did. Free commercial right there. When you did it earlier, I was like, we're going to sell so much more weed.
There you go. Good. I want this to be a place for you to promote your marijuana.
My wares.
Yeah.
I was out smoking one of those today in New York and had a very quintessential New York moment. I was walking around Lincoln Center smoking, remembering things that I've done there over the years with movies and whatnot. My car went around the corner and somebody yelled out at me, Kevin Smith wannabe, and kept going. I didn't get to tell him, like, I am him. All right, I got an agenda, so I want to do something
okay,
real quick.
Great.
I see you getting ready to talk show. No,
yeah,
we
yeah,
got
right,
something
you're
to do.
Okay.
Number one, I brought you some comic books.
Okay, great.
I made a new comic book. I brought you one to read. It's called Masquerade. It comes out already today. One bag and board to save.
Thank you.
Read.
You're That's a comic you book fan. On. You appreciate it. This is the one I'm going to read. This is the one I'm going to save to preserve its value.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Man.
Great.
Best.
Thank you so
put
much.
Put away for your kids to go to college off of that one.
Okay, great. Also, one of the lesser colleges, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Community college. A little
yeah,
CC. Yeah. Nothing
anyway.
Wrong with CC. I went to CC.
Yeah.
Look, we can't all go to Northwestern.
Yeah, so. Oh, thank you.
Some of our parents had to work and whatever. So I've got a new movie coming out, Clerks 3. It is literally playing tonight. Fathom Events is showing it for 1 week only, from tonight till Sunday night, so you can see it on the weekend. It's a wonderful movie. Bring tissues, both for excitement, if you will, and also for tears. It's very emotional.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay,
so
gotcha.
All the fluids are coming out.
That's
on this
very
picture.
Exciting.
If you can't go see it in a Fathom Events screening, you could come see it with me. I'm touring the country with it. I was just at the Warner Theater in Washington.
Yeah.
Where there was
pictures
of you everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah,
we absolutely. Did a week of shows there.
So I go out with the movie and I tour with it and then I do Q&A afterwards. It's amazing. It basically, every night, it's like going to a church where I'm both the priest and Jesus at the same time.
Wow.
So please, engage with Clerks 3. It's a wonderful movie. It's about me almost dying. It's kind of the story of my life. So let's get rid of the sales pitch. This is what I came to do. I only make movies so I could come here and play with Seth.
Okay.
I wrote a bit for us to do. Yes, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of the show and I watch it all the time and stuff. So one of my favorite things about you on this show is when you do impressions, impersonations.
Well, you have a bad ear for it.
No, I have a great ear for it. I think it's funny as hell to see you try so hard, you know? So, I wrote this bit for us to do. It's based on one time you were talking about, you did a run of jokes about going to impressions camp.
I did, yeah.
Yes. So this bit is called, you're familiar with the 12 days of Christmas?
Yes.
This is the 10 days of impressions camp. I tightened it up because TV.
Okay, great. Go. Yeah. We don't have time for 12.
Not 12. But this is
We're
going,
not going to do any of the things I planned to do.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Such a waste of time.
Okay, good.
This is, I'll let you pre-look it up, but also I'll talk so I can set people up. The idea here is Seth does a certain amount of impressions. This song will require him to do those impressions first one at a time, and because of the repetitive nature of 12 Days of Christmas, he has to keep switching impressions all the time. So I figure he's an SNL kid, man, he's limber, he can do this sort of thing.
Yeah, that show was improvised.
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't get enough. You get credit for being like a brilliant show host and stuff, but I don't think you get the credit for being the performer you deserve. So I'm going to put you up on a pedestal so everyone can see what you could do.
Okay, gotcha. You know, a lot of time, you know, a little heads up next time.
No, not at all.
Sure.
That's the part. They asked me, like, do you want us to give us a set? I was like, no, I want to give it to him on the stage because I think you're that good.
All right, wow.
And if you're wrong, it works either way. Okay, so I'll do the, obviously I'm the Kev part, and you are every part that's not Kev.
Gotcha,
so I'm going to set him up with the lyrically. If you guys want to oompa, oompa, oompa along, you can. Don't. I know you're a pro. I'm sorry, I was giving you notes. but, you know, just so we have a little background, or not, otherwise it's a cappella and dry. It's going to sound like high school.
Okay.
All right, here we go. On the first day of impressions camp, Bane did send to me.
Batman in a porno movie.
On the second day of impressions camp, Vince Vaughn sent to me.
Two buddy buddies and Batman in a porno movie.
So far, so good. Okay. So far, so good. On the third day of impressions camp, Owen Wilson sent to me.
Three, ah, Jesus. Two buddy buddies
and Batman in a porno movie.
We're good.
On the fourth day of impressions camp, my pillow guy gave to me
tickets to the Bears.
Three, ah, Jesus. Two buddy buddies
and Batman in a porno movie.
On the fifth day of it, we're halfway through.
Yeah,
on the fifth day of impressions
we're
40% camp, through. Trump did send to me
five golden medals, tickets to the Bears. Three, ah, Jesus. Two buddy buddies.
And Batman in a porno movie.
This is why people hate the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes. This is my favorite, because this is my favorite character you do. On the sixth day of impressions camp, a Southern lawyer sent to me.
The Mason-Dixon line.
Five golden medals.
Tickets to the Bears.
Three, ah, geez. Two. Just go to the seven.
No, do it. Finish
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
I'm a director. Listen to me. Finish it.
Two buddy buddies.
And Batman in a porno movie.
On the seventh day of impressions, Camp Pacino sent to me...
Seven salutations.
The Mason-Dixon line.
Five golden medals.
Tickets to the Bears.
Three, ah, Jesus. Two... buddy buddies.
And...
That's right.
Batman in a porno movie.
Oh, I'm falling away.
Finds the voice every time. Look at the sweat coming out. You haven't worked this hard in years, kid. On the eighth day of impressions camp, Lindsey Graham sent to me...
8 weeks of Meemaw.
Seven salutations.
The Mason-Dixon line.
Five golden medals.
Tickets to the Bears.
Three, ah, jeez. Two buddy buddies.
And Batman in a porno movie.
Oh, I've lost my Bane.
You'll find it. You'll find the guy faith in
you. There's
going
to be a lot of edits when this is on air.
No way. They play the whole thing. On the ninth day of impressions camp, Shoemaker said to me,
hey, I'm Mikey the Shoe. 8 weeks of Meemaw.
Seven salutations.
The Mason-Dixon line.
Five golden medals.
Tickets to the Bears.
Ah, gee. Two buddy buddies.
Batman in a porno movie.
My, the Bane's falling apart. All right, we're to the last one.
Here we go, kids. We reached the end.
Oh,
on the
10th
day of impressions camp, Steve from Sex and the City said to me.
10 more Mirandas. Shoe. 8 weeks of Meemaw.
Seven salutations.
The Mason-Dixon line.
Five golden medals. Five golden medals.
First time I got it right.
Excellent, excellent.
Tickets to the Bears.
Three, ah, oh, Jesus. Two, buddy buddies.
And,
wait, hold on.
Batman.
There it is.
Batman in a porno movie.
Give it up for Seth.
Thanks for having me.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.